Cincinnati officials are rejecting a Hamilton County Commission plan to transfer MSD's executive staff to county control while leaving sewer district employees with the city. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. Interim MSD Director Diana Christie addressed a council committee about what the city calls the county's unilateral takeover of the sewer district.
To put something out like this publicly without any prior discussion with MSD or the employees or, you know, with the city, it was a surprise not only to MSD, to myself, but to all the employees in MSD, and it really, really is crushing to morale.
The city manager issued a memo Tuesday highlighting several problems with the plan. Patrick Duhaney says the proposal would result in the county taking control of more than 600 city employees and hundreds of millions of dollars of city assets without any compensation. The memo says it would also violate collective bargaining agreements and the city's charter. The county says the plan is a way to end dysfunction within the sewer system. The county's plan was submitted to a federal judge who has not ruled on the motion. City Solicitor Paula Boggs-Muthing updated council on the ongoing litigation.
Essentially, the 1968 agreement expired, and the court ordered us to extend it. We are appealing that decision to the Sixth Circuit that has been submitted, and the latest county unilateral takeover plan was submitted in a motion to the court. There are several things pending before the court. The court has not ruled. Mediation has ended, and so we await the court's action.
Under the 1968 agreement, the county sets the operating budget and rates for the sewer district while the city handles day-to-day operations. Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.